Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. And I have Sue Wagner here with us tonight. Hey, Sue, what's going on?
Oh, hi, everybody. I just want to say good evening and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen call-in show. We're so fortunate to have Dr. Allen available tonight to call in with your relationship issues. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Juan Institute. Dr. Allen started the Juan Institute over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid the damaging ploys of intimidation and seduction. The Juan Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding any of these groups, Dr. Allen has groups, I run some groups, and Kelly Ward has some groups. You can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen also provides private life script sessions on Friday between the hours of 12 and 4:30. If you want information on what LifeScript is about, you can also contact me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me and I'd be happy to send you a description at info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen.com. That is all I have to offer about the Juan Institute. You ladies have a great show.
Thank you, Sue. All right, Sue Wagner, everyone. She is amazing. She rocks and rolls it and gets those groups put together. We love her. Okay, Dr. Pat, are you ready to go to work?
I sure. It's not work. Work.
Are you ready? Are you ready to go to play?
I'm going to love.
Awesome.
This is my way.
Caller. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi there.
Oh, and if you could call me back again, that would be great.
What to call you back? Where did you go?
I think he had some connection troubles. I think Sam's going to try to get him back for us. Hey, caller, I think you're back.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think it's working okay now. How are you, Dr. Pat?
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay,
what,
so...
What is your question?
Well, first I'll tell you what happened, and I remember First, you were giving me credit for being indignant, and I thought I sent an assertive message, not necessarily angry or indignant, but I said I wanted to talk, when are you available? And then she came back with, I mean, I could read it, but it was something that seemed like the indignancy came through. And she said, well, if you want to call this weekend, you certainly can, since I haven't seen her in more than a month. So I sent her back a message, you know, with your stuff and, you know, basic psychology stuff in mind, that 90% of communication is nonverbal. So while I would talk with her on the phone, I would prefer to see her in person, because then you really get all of the different dynamics of communication, you know, asking her about or really having a discussion to find out if we have goals that goals that match up or not.
Compatibility.
Yeah. Or as you also say, that long-term, those long-term goals. We haven't really discussed that. It's mostly been the restaurants and some things that we have in common. And I've certainly expressed that I'm courting her, but I want to know, is she really available for, I want to know if she's really available for a relationship. It's like she knows I'm courting her, so I would assume the answer is yes, but I don't know. There's still some, there's a lack of clarity there.
Did you ask her any questions?
No, because I texted her saying I want to
You told her what she wanted.
Yes, I told her what I wanted, and she said, okay, I can talk to you this weekend. So my plan is to call Sunday, but I also put out there that I put out, hey, I appreciate that you're available to talk, that I would prefer to do this in person, but if she doesn't have time in the next week or two, I'll certainly give her the call on the phone.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you. So there's that. And then I did go on a date on Saturday. It was a second date. It was weird. It's strange that you can find somebody attractive, but not necessarily have chemistry, with them. So my question is, I know for women, you emphasize, the three dates before making a decision. Do you encourage that for men too? Because I'm of the opinion where I'm not that excited about her,
men,
but I'm willing to go
men,
out one more time.
Men are 3 minutes. A man, number one, he picks with his eyes.
Yeah.
And he picks for sensuous gratification. And so a man is very quick on his response to chemistry.
Okay, so when I first saw her, when we played tennis on the first date, I'm like, wow, she's more attractive than I thought. And even for our date on Saturday, she had a nice outfit on. I thought she looked great, and I think she's older than me too. But she said a couple of things that I didn't match up with. And maybe the biggest thing, the indication on questioning chemistry, is she gave me like a handshake as a goodbye. I gave her a little hug. I'm like, really? On a date, we're going to end it with a handshake? That seemed very distancing or off-putting. And again, I would say my attraction was kind of going down the more that I was getting to know her.
What I was talking about is that men respond very quickly to what they see on an animal level.
Yeah.
They're not looking to make love. They're looking to make fun.
I would agree. And again, when I first saw her, when we first saw each other physically, I'm like, wow, she looks very good. And again, that definitely was there in the second date, but not all the other. It didn't seem like the other stuff was there.
I understand that, but that's enough to get a response from a body.
I can certainly say I have a response. So that's why I've considered, well, and I did reach out to her saying, I'm willing to go out one more time to see, okay, maybe there is some chemistry there. I don't know, but.
What you were doing was testing what was minimally available in the way of chemical response, but you were going to finish the investigation, which I respect you for.
So you are
investigating someone that your eyes say to investigate. Remember, the job of men is to procreate other men and women and kids, right?
Yeah, I'm not really looking to have kids, but I
understand that. But you're designed physically to be very sensitive to sexuality.
Sure. Yes. And there's another
women,
book that emphasizes that.
That's women, on the other hand, have two choices. One is, yes, sex, money, and the other one is lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. That the man. Okay, go ahead.
The man can provide a lifestyle that is good enough to marry.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you stand now with your women?
So with the one that I've gone out with the five times, I don't know, I'm going to have a phone call with her. I put out that I would much rather prefer to do it in person, but if not, I'm planning to call her this weekend on Sunday and explore the long-term goals to see if we match up there. And with the other one, again, I sent her a message. She doesn't respond. Neither one of them respond immediately, but I'm not too concerned about that. I can certainly wait, and and also at the same time keep some other things, keep my eyes open for some other things. There's some other possibilities, but nothing. These are the two that are in front of me right now, but some other things I'm sure will pop up.
Good. You're doing good work as a man courting. So keep it up.
All right. Well, thank you. It's always good to hear your encouragement to keep me doing different things.
You're doing some good work in the courting area.
All right. I appreciate it.
Good.
Thank you, caller. Have a great evening.
All right, bye for now.
Bye-bye. 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get your turn to get your question answered by Dr. Pat Allen. And I know our switchboard has got some more calls for us coming in, but
Hi. You
can get in the queue too. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question for Dr. Pat. My question is, I have trust issues in my relationship. I am engaged to the person and he treats me very, very well. We even have a wedding date. He treats me very well, buys me things, sees me on the weekends. He's very friendly to everybody. Just maybe three times he was a little flirty with a woman. And then I get upset. And then today, I guess he sent me some pictures of himself. And I thought maybe he was sending it to somebody else. And I did say something like, are you still on that dating site? You know, that's where we met. So the thing is I know a lot comes from me.
What did he say? Did he say yes or no?
He says, no, what are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. Was it factual data?
No, it was not. It was just suspicion.
Okay, so you're suffering from jealousy.
Exactly. What do I do about that? And the other thing, Dr. Pat.
No. I always recommend a really good book. It's called Dangerous Passions by David Buss, B-U-S-S. And it's about the value of jealousy.
Dangerous passions? Okay.
Dangerous Passions by David Buss.
Okay.
And I want you to understand, if you're not jealous, you're not with someone that you're chemically really safe with. Was your mother safe with your father?
No, they both cheated on one another.
Okay, do you understand that your script is now indoctrinating you to think of jealousy as negative when the book that I just referred says, when you're jealous, you're territorial. When you're territorial, you're chemically attracted. When you're chemically attracted and you're a woman, you can be courted into a feeling of safety with this human being. But you've been indoctrinated to think that jealousy is a bad, dangerous passion.
Yes, exactly.
But in fact, read the book before you get rid of him, because you described him as a gentleman.
Oh, but he treats me very good, but I get triggered by he's a few times a little flirty.
Darling, are you flirting with people casually?
Not lately, but I don't see anything wrong openly in front of the person. I think that's really wrong. Like,
well,
he did it in front of me, like in my face.
But you haven't told him that you're jealous yet.
Well, I did tell him it upsets me.
You didn't say jealous.
No, because it's a shameful feeling.
No, it isn't. It means that you're chemically attracted. See, you've got the wrong meaning.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
I'm telling you, jealousy is a sign of chemistry. Chemistry is what keeps people together. Your mom and dad didn't have jealous feelings. They had to have multiple partners rather than know that jealousy is a sign of territoriality.
Yeah, he's a little jealous too. He's jealous too.
Honey, are you getting it? I've given you a book by
a good
therapist.
Yes, I'm
going to
read that book. That's a good book.
But I want you not to say one word about the negativity of jealousy, because it's a positive.
Thank you. I beat myself up and I shame myself every time I feel that feeling. And then I start thinking, I say something, I think I'm going to lose him. But he did even say that he feels good about it on one level because he knows I care about him.
I got news for you. He just gave you the story of the book.
Okay. I like that. Thank you.
I love that. Jealousy is a good thing to handle.
Okay.
If you or your man are not jealous, you don't have chemistry. That's why it's titled Dangerous Passions by David Buss, who also wrote a book, The Evolution of Desire.
Okay, I'm going to write that one too.
Please do not get rid of him until you are jealous too.
Oh,
you
yes,
are
I'm
very
definitely
jealous.
Yes, I am.
Okay, I want you to understand you're okay being jealous. And you have no problem. It would not be a problem if you said, I now accept the fact that I'm jealous of you being interested in other women. But I'm happy I'm jealous.
Oh, I like that. I never, ever thought along those lines, ever.
I'm only telling you what I've learned. Are you willing to use it this week?
Oh, yes, definitely. Now I'm not worried because I like it's such a, when it comes up, I feel this severe shame. And I think it's
but
the shame.
But that's what you, wait a minute. That's what you learned from your mom and dad who were unfaithful. Jealousy is a feeling, maybe flirting, but it's not unfaithful. In fact,
right.
I want to see the day when you say, golly, I'm jealous of that girl that sits next to you at the office. But I'm so grateful that I'm jealous. Because that means I really care about you.
Okay. I hope I get those words out eventually.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Pat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do it.
I will. Thanks.
Good.
Thank you, caller. Have a great Bye. Evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. 323-203-0815. Hey, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Thank you for having me. I wrote everything down. Right, okay, so a man has been dating me for 5 weeks. How do I know if he's 51% valuable?
That he's 61 valuable to you?
Yes.
Well, is he, or do you care if he leaves?
So we have chemistry. We haven't had.
But are you? Wait a minute. There's chemistry is nice, but there's compatibility of where you want to live. Do you want kids? There's deal breakers. Did you read Getting to I Do?
Yes.
Did you see the chapter where it said negotiating time, space, money, and play?
So we're not at that part because it's only 5 weeks.
Pardon?
We're not at that part. It's only 5 weeks, and he hasn't asked me about that.
Well, you're dating. He's dating you.
Yes.
Okay. Does that not indicate he's interested in doing something with you?
Well, in the beginning, he said that we should just go with the flow.
That means you're just going to be lovers.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Have you had intercourse with him?
No, just kissing and touching.
Okay, you've just had sex. Sex is affection. Making love is different than sex. Have you ever made love with a man?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Maybe not.
Then you weren't, because when a woman is turned on to the degree of territoriality, jealousy, and missing him, you are not aware of worry about losing him. That indicates you don't have chemistry.
Oh.
You're not territorial. Because... He's not compatible. What is not compatible with you two?
Well, I feel like he doesn't need me, or he doesn't want to be married. He doesn't ask me about my kids, about my day, about my parents.
Wait a minute.
Me.
Are you sending him a quiz list for what he's interviewing you? Men will interview as they fall in love. How many times have you dated him?
So 4 times I've seen him, but we talk on the phone in the week.
Okay. So what you're doing, he's courting you on the phone. Is he calling you or are you calling him?
He calls me.
Okay. That's courting.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the head of your mom and dad's house?
My dad.
Are you like your dad or your mom?
A bit of both.
Then you're a narcissist.
Could be.
Do you want to be respected in a relationship?
No, I want to be cherished.
You can't be cherished unless you're with a man you respect, because he can't be with you if you don't respect him.
So I've been following all your stuff. I've been respectful to him. I don't ask him for more.
But what you're doing, wait a minute. You're asking him. My book says you answer his questions. He's courting you. You're not courting him.
That's what I mean. I don't ask him anything.
Pardon?
I haven't asked him anything. I've, you know, just been trying to be patient.
No, what you're doing is falling in hate with him. You want him to mind read you.
Oh, gosh.
It's not your job to ask him questions. That's his job if you want to be cherished. I hear you want to be respected like your dad.
He's not asking me any questions.
He's being with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just about ready to blow him off the map.
Oh my God, it's like he read in my mind.
He did your what?
It's like you're reading my mind, because I was going to say to him today that, you know, he can't meet my needs, so we should just end it.
Well, he's catching on that you are a man and you want to be respected like your dad. He's picking it up.
Well, not really, because he asked me to see him on Saturday. He wants to see me. He still wants to see me.
He wants to see you in order to get to know you.
Yeah.
See,
so
I don't know.
I have a question.
What is your question?
I'm just so confused because...
Yes, you
are.
My
gut is telling me that he can't meet my needs.
He does what?
My gut is telling me that he can't meet my needs.
I didn't hear that word. What is that word you just said?
My gut, my instinct is telling me that he can't meet my needs.
He calls you what?
No, my gut. My instinct
her
is
gut,
telling me.
Her gut instinct, Dr. Pat, her gut instinct.
Her gut instinct is what? What's the word she's using?
That he can't meet her needs.
Well, he can't meet her needs because he doesn't want to be her woman. She wants to be respected and cherished. That's narcissism.
But what can I do? I don't understand. I don't know what to do.
Tell me, are you a woman that wants to be cherished mostly and respected? Second.
I want I want to be cherished mostly.
Then I want you not to chase him until he claims you as his girlfriend or his fiance or something. He's just dating you to get to know you.
So is it me that will determine who, if it's compatible or him? How do I decide when we're compatible?
When you say yes or no to his invitations. Why are you dating him?
Because the chemistry.
Is what?
If the chemistry is good, like...
chemistry's good, he's being with you to experience your affection, which he can intuitively pick up. Men do not date women they're not interested in.
Okay. And how do I figure out if I'm interested in him? If I'm not supposed to listen to my gut, what do I listen to?
You listen to my book, Getting to I Do. What you've got it, you're taking my material and using it like a man. How many men are you dating? Are you dating 3 men, as I suggest?
At the moment, there's 2.
And have you decided which one stays and which 2 leave?
So this one I'm talking about is number 1.
He's number 1, but you're treating him like he's number 4.
Okay, so can I tell you what happened in our communication?
Go ahead.
So I have a lot of things going on in my life. My parents...
I understand that. Most men do. Most men do. Are you a career woman or a woman with a career?
I am a woman with a career. So I'm not... Yeah, I'm a woman with a career. And I have kids as well.
Pardon?
I have kids. I have small kids.
You have small kids because the last man didn't stay?
No, I left him.
What was wrong with him that you got rid of the father of your children?
Pathological liar and other things.
So he was not qualified?
No, I couldn't stay with him. I would have if I could, but it wasn't good for the children to see how he was towards me.
All right, so he liked you as a man? He wanted you working?
I was a 0 with him because he was... are you talking about my ex-husband?
It was you married him and he didn't cherish you.
No.
He did not cherish you, right?
No.
And you divorced him?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with the man that you're chemically attracted to now, is he doing anything immoral, unethical, or illegal with you?
No.
So why did you get rid of him?
I can give you an example. So he texts me in the day, but he doesn't ask me about. He doesn't ask me how I am. He just texts me, sends me.
I've got news for you. I've got news for you. He will ask you when he wants to know, and if he doesn't ask you, don't date him.
Right, okay.
See, when you ask him to do it your way, you're the man.
Right, okay.
I want you to let him interview you.
So what you're saying is, if I don't like it, just don't date him.
Yeah, well, if he says you've already dated him 3 times,
mm-hmm.
and you know you have chemistry, have you touched each mm-hmm. other? Have you kissed and been affectionate?
Yes, a lot. Mm-hmm.
A lot. Okay. A lot. And he knows you're having fun with him sensually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has he said that was fun? Have you said that was fun?
Yes.
We both okay. enjoyed. And he said what?
Well, he said that he thought that we would just naturally go into a relationship.
He said you're not going into a relationship?
He said we will naturally go into a relationship.
What is he going to do with you?
Exactly. He hasn't said.
Are you giving him sex?
No, I'm not. And I told him that I can't have sex casually, that I need to be in a committed, monogamous, long-term relationship.
That's good. And so he's still asking you out?
Yeah.
That means he's still attracted to you and trying to get you to have sex.
Hmm. Yes, but I don't want to do that. I want to be in a long-term committed relationship.
Then would you be so kind as to use my tools and say to him, you know, how many times have you dated him now?
4 times I've seen him.
It's the right time. Whatever his name is, I mm-hmm. want to talk to you about our relationship. Are you willing okay. to hear me? I mean, I'm being you talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Would he say yes or no?
He'll say yes.
Okay. I'm very chemically attracted to you, but I am not aware that you want a relationship with me, and I'm looking to get married. So has he said anything that sounds like we don't fit?
No.
So he's still courting you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell him this next date that you really don't feel wanted, and because of that, no chemistry, no sex, and no more dating? See what he does.
Wow. Yeah, that is. See, this is why I called, because I just kept, this is perfect to the point of what I'm trying to say.
Then will you please use my tool?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to this again and write it down.
Please listen to it, because I told you exactly how to do it.
Oh, that is excellent. I do like him, but I just don't think he can meet my needs. But he's not a mind reader. You're right.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I want you to do this so that he mm-hmm. has a choice of changing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, excellent. Thank you, because I do like him, so.
Good. Then we will get the answer. But please don't question him. Tell him okay. what you don't mm-hmm. want. I don't want right. to date a man that is not interested in loving me.
Okay, and if he says, oh, what do you mean?
Pardon?
He'll say, oh, what do you mean? Like, he'll tell me that I message you, I take you out, I call you.
He's still dealing with you on a dating basis. What you're telling mm-hmm. him is his dates don't indicate love and long term.
Well, okay.
Tell him what you feel, what you don't okay. want, not what you want.
Okay.
Wanting is male. Right. What you're saying to him is, I have chemistry for you, but you don't seem to have chemistry for me, and I don't want to date people that are not chemically interested.
No, I feel like he's chemically interested in me,
but
just
but
to have
not,
a, like somebody around.
I know, but you don't want to be lovers. You want to be on the way to a wedding.
I do.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then this is the fourth. I tell women to date a man 3 times in order to mm-hmm. see what they're like. You found out mm-hmm. that he doesn't have the chemistry that you have for him. And I'm telling you that's causing you to act like a man. And that's eventually going to drive him away, or you are going to say you're going away because he's not interested.
Yes, that's what's happening. I was going to dump him today.
Well, are you going to see him today?
No, I just spoke to him on the phone before, and I was planning on dumping him, but then I arranged to meet him on Saturday to do it.
All right,
person,
so have you already... do you have his phone number?
Yeah, I have his phone number.
Are you willing to call him and say, I haven't told you why I'm dumping you?
No, so I didn't dump him in the end. I somehow arranged to meet him on Saturday because I thought it's better to talk to him in person.
Okay. Therefore, would you be so kind as to do what we just talked about?
Yes, I'll do that.
Good. See what answer you get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, can I ask one more question?
I want to go to another client because I've given you a nice hunk of time.
Yes,
thank you.
Caller. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So 323-203-0815 is the number to call. And we are going to get another call. In the meantime, I'll remind you of what Susie said. We've got ladies groups. Reach out. info@drpatallen.com to get signed up. They fill up fast. All righty. Don't forget, you can find all of Dr. Pat's wonderful items at www.wantistore.com. And when you go there, you'll find Dating Over 50 DVDs and Dr. Pat's books and all kinds of other wonderful things that you can explore. Okay. Well, we had a caller, but it looks like they dropped. I will remind everybody that the One Institute is a not-for-profit educational corporation, 401c3, and your generous donation is 100% tax deductible. Reach out to Sue at info@drpatallen.com to see how you can donate. Hello, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
Yes. I do.
What is it?
Okay. I have met a person and I've been I met him 3 times.
What?
Yes. I met a person. I went on 3 dates and we had a really good time. And ever since, like, he sent a message saying that, yes, it was fun, and we went on a scooter ride, and it was really fun. He disappeared. And I'm like, okay, what am
How
I...
How long
what's
ago?
Going on?
How long ago?
It was, I think, a bit over 10 days ago.
He's got 8 weeks to come back and test you again.
Okay. Okay. And in the meanwhile, I should just be like dating other people?
Yes, you date other people. I want you dating at least 3 people so that you don't get so hungry that you chase him out of your life.
I sent him a text message 2 days ago,
yes,
just saying that I hope he's well, and I did not hear back. And so, yeah, I do think that I need to start seeing more people because I was really feeling a lot of chemistry towards him and compatibility. So I need to be seeing more people.
Okay. So what do you want to do about him?
I don't know. I felt like we had a lot of really good chemistry, and I felt like he wasn't sexualizing me, like in a weird way, which usually happens when I'm dating. And I have the pattern of like being too masculine, you know, and now I'm trying to go into that space where I start running after him, and I don't even feel like I want to be seeing other people. I just want to be in that way, like focusing on one person. So
that's over dependent. That's a codependent relationship.
Yeah, no, but I'm not. I felt like he was messaging me every day, you know, like saying like, hey, how was your day or something like that. And now I'm jealous. Like I'm feeling like he has picked someone else, and like there's all these insecurity coming through. But yeah.
But he still has 8 weeks, which he's used up about a week of.
Yes.
Okay. But I want.
So you say until then, after this text, I don't contact him anymore.
I don't believe so, unless you want to be a man.
Exactly.
Do you want to be respected?
I do.
That's a man.
So I should not want to be respected. I should be what?
Cherished. And cherishing is him courting you, dating you. And whether we like it or not, they go for sex. It isn't necessarily making love. But that's when you say, I don't have casual sex. If you want me to be your committed girlfriend or fiance, fine. We will date and relate and maybe aim towards marriage. But that's your job, sir, because I want to be cherished from a man I respect.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
Okay. So.
Yeah, and now I'm like replaying, like, what did I do wrong on this last day? Because it was going so well, and it's not that.
Do you want to send him a note admitting you made a mistake?
I don't know. He was telling me about his professional life, and it was like repeated. And I told him what I would do if I was in the case, which I work with a coach. And I don't know if that came across the wrong way or if... I don't know. I just haven't heard from him, and now I'm like, oh,
but
okay.
Do you wait? You just admitted that you did not act like you wanted him, or you did act like it?
Like I wanted him?
Yes, when you dated him.
What does that mean? Act like
did
I want
you enjoyed? Did you have chemistry for him?
Yes. We went on a scooter ride
together and we spent time talking and it was really nice. It was like really, I felt like really intimate, although we did not kiss or anything like that. We were just close because we were riding scooters together.
Okay. So he is not aware. Is he aware that you don't want him?
I don't know if he wants me. That's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. So do you want to just let him come to you or not come to you? Or do you want to... I don't know what mistake you made. What mistake did you make?
I don't know if I made a mistake. I don't know if I felt intimate towards him, and that's not something that I usually do. I felt like I could be myself. And
did you ask him for sex?
No, I didn't ask him for sex.
Okay, so you didn't act on your wanting intimacy.
Yeah, I didn't. Like, we held hands when we went out on another date.
No, sex is affection. It's touching.
Why would it be?
So
we touched when we were riding a scooter together and we're like talking.
I understand,
and he was
that,
singing.
But you did not let his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina.
No.
You did not have intercourse.
No.
And he just simply stopped asking you out now?
Yes.
But it's only a week.
Yes.
He may be waiting for you to chase him, which is you being the man.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're better off if you just have him as one of your dates until he says something that sounds like he wants to be your boyfriend.
That's right. Yeah, and I also think that he just moved to the area and is figuring out his professional life. So I think that could be a reason why he's taking some space too. I just felt close to him, and now I'm not even wanting to date other people. I'm like,
but
everybody
Yeah. I don't hear that you made any mistakes with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to just like go into that perfectionism role of like, oh, what did I do wrong? I don't think I did anything wrong.
I don't think you did wrong either. What I think
what feels wrong to me is that I was vulnerable. Usually I'm not like that. Usually I'll just like close off, or I will rush into sexuality, or I would do all of the things to close intimacy. And I think that I was intimate with him. That's why I'm feeling attached so fast. And that's why I hate relationships.
I understand that, except that you did not have intercourse with him. That would have been a mistake. What?
Yeah, no, we were just meeting casually. The three times that we saw each other was like outside.
Fine.
We didn't go anywhere.
So if he comes back and takes you out, dates you, do you appreciate when you have a good time? Do you tell him that you're having a good time?
I do. I did tell him, and I usually don't. That's something that surprised me as well.
Okay. Well, it still sounds like you had chemistry for him and that you did respond to him in an appreciative way. And the 8 weeks has not gone by, and he may be waiting for you to chase him, which I don't want you to do.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to a mentor today, and she recommended me to, if you're curious, if you don't know why don't you just call him in a couple of weeks and see how he's doing, just like you would with a friend. If a friend
disappeared. Honey, no. Being a free girlfriend, a free wife, a free fiance is not the way to get a man.
That's true. You're right. I don't want him to be doing the whole work.
You were affectionate with him, but not sexually generous. So you haven't done anything that I can hear that would be a mistake. So
I was honest that I wanted a long-term relationship. So I don't know. Maybe that's.
I want you to tell that. But he didn't ask you for sex, or did he?
No.
Okay. Telling him you want a long-term relationship is you courting him.
Okay. Well, I said that. Yeah.
But that also was telling him what you were like. So you did not do anything wrong. You simply told him your goals.
Yeah.
So wait until he calls you and appreciate him when he's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
But hold out for sex till you get a commitment, because when you bond to people with chemistry, it can take years to get over them.
What do you mean?
Pardon?
What did you say? I'm sorry.
If you bond, when you have sex with a man, your body tends to bond. And if he doesn't want you, you then can be trapped in that bondage for a long time.
Oh, no, we didn't do anything. We held hands for a little bit, hugged.
Fine. Okay. So I'm simply saying, date other people and do your best to let them know that you like what you're doing with them, but you're not going to go all the way.
Yes. No, for sure. I do have that boundary. I do not want to, I don't want to do any of that without a committed relationship.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
I'm waiting on the mail. My mentor recommended me today, and I'm just exploring it. It seems really good.
I want you to know that everything I'm saying is in the book.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're a good woman, and you haven't done anything wrong, but wait 8 weeks for him to remember you.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right.
Perfect.
Thank you, caller. Good luck,
thank
love.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Good luck,
Adam. Oh. Hello, caller. You have to turn your radio down.
Hello.
Hi, you have to turn your radio down, dear. Hi, you have to turn your radio down. Okay, do you have a question? Okay.
Yes, Yes. Am I live on the air?
You are live, darling.
Okay. Yes, I suspect my boyfriend of 3 years is cheating on me, because last week he accidentally sent me a text and said he was on his way.
That's evidence.
Yeah, and it said on my way doll with a kiss and a heart. And so I called him right away because we were going to be going out on Saturday, and I thought he got the date mixed up. And I said, oh, you have another doll. And he said, oh, no, I meant to say I'm on another call. And he said he was going to go work out or something. And I said, that sounds like you're driving. No. And I'll call you later. And then, no call. And we've spoken every day, at least several times a day over the course of the last 3 years.
Who called?
I called him when I got the text. When I got the text, I called him. And then he said no.
And I appreciate you had evidence.
Mm-hmm. So then we were supposed to go out on Saturday. We had an event to go to, and he sent me a text in the morning and said he had other plans. And I called him right away, and I said, but, you know,
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to give him the 8 weeks waiting while you date other men?
Of course.
Okay. Are you willing to date him when he does call you, if he does?
Yes. If he has an explanation.
What you did was tell him the details of not being monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Mm-hmm.
And that's telling him the boundaries. Remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Women get what they want from men when they know what they don't want. If men had their way, they want free wives, free girlfriends. Marriage is for women and kids, and men who want to create a safe harbor for them. So you have warned him about what you caught him doing, but he may not be committed to anybody else, and he may take what you told him and use it to negotiate with you. Would you give him another chance?
Yeah, well, I didn't quite finish. So then on Saturday, we had an event to go to, and he sent me a text saying he had other plans. And I called him, and I said, you know, we already, you know, had plans. I wanted to talk to him in person about what happened.
And you've been his girlfriend.
Yes. We've been exclusive, talking about marriage. He's told me he was going to ask me to marry him.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We're both practicing Catholics, and he, on the second date, he said he wanted the proper courtship, so he does all the calling.
Wow, that sounds wonderful.
It is, except for what happened. So then I said, can we please talk, since he wasn't going to come to the event? And he said, I'll call you tomorrow, and I haven't heard from him since. And that was last Saturday.
Okay.
And we've talked every day up until this point.
Therefore, it looks like he's risking becoming polygamous, having more than one woman. But he mm-hmm. may, now that what you did was perfect in my world. You had evidence
okay.
of what he did. You told him. Did you read Getting to I Do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It sounds like it, because you did everything I would have asked you to do. Now it's a matter of him wanting you to stay and the other woman to stay. You see, because now he knows you know, and mm-hmm. he knows that he can't have you if he's not monogamous, continuous, and long-term. So please mm-hmm. do not chase him.
Mm-hmm.
But date okay. other people.
Okay.
But you've done it, Pat Allen, way up to this point.
Okay, so I just need to wait the 8 weeks?
Yeah, because if he doesn't call you, that means don't chase him. The problem with chasing him is it gives him the security of your dependency, and that's
mm-hmm.
not a good place for you to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
All right?
All right, very good.
Good. Well,
thank you, Dr. Pat.
Thank
great
you.
Great information.
Good luck.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 323-203-0815 is the number to call to get into the hot seat with Dr. Pat Allen. And while you're waiting for your... Oh, there we go. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
my question has to do with a work situation. I have
a work situation. Okay.
Yes, I have a coworker who is
man or woman,
a man, an older man, I'd say early 60s, maybe 65. I don't know exactly the age, but no, he's over 50.
And how old are you?
I'm mid 50s. So I'm on the verge. Yeah, I'm 57.
You're 57 years old, and yeah, this is a coworker. And what is the problem?
60, he's about 62, 63. Okay, but the problem is this man has been at the job for 20 years. However, he always complains about the work that he's given, that he doesn't want to do this, he doesn't want to do that, and it ends up that the supervisor doesn't know how to confront him, so he depends on me to make up for this man's inability to complete the tasks. And so it's
becoming
quite stressful.
But are you paid to be his supervisor?
Well, I'm not the supervisor. I'm just another worker. I'm on the same team as this gentleman.
That's what I mean. You're not being paid to be a supervisor.
No, not at all. No, no, I'm just a co-worker.
Okay, and your boss asked you to speak to this person?
Not directly, but I've taken some time to talk to this gentleman, and the person just seems just to be, just has an attitude of, you know, I don't care, I'm not afraid of anybody, they can't do anything to me, and, you know, it's almost like...
Have you reported that to your superior?
Not yet. Not in writing or anything formal, no.
But would you consider giving a report to your supervisor that this man is refusing to respond to your education?
I can do that, yes. Yes, And the problem is this person, he gets away with a lot of just the gaminess. This person, in my opinion, is very gamey. And it's like, I'm not okay, and you're not either. That's his attitude. Nobody's okay. He's not okay, and no one else is either. So,
I fully understand. Do you want to write him a note?
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make, you know, the whole work week go better, because it's
what
very
is your
stressful.
Instinct about communicating? Would he interrupt you and not allow you to speak? That would call for a letter.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, he would not do that. I think
does he know that your boss has asked you to do this?
Not directly, no. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that my boss has asked me to help. But the problem is that my personal boss is just, I think, afraid of confrontation. So he depends on me to be like the middle person.
I see.
You know
what I'm saying? I totally understand that.
Yeah, so I'm kind of caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And so anyway, what's going on next is that they're going to be switching this person to a different area where he'll still be on the
same
team.
Well, isn't that good?
That is good. Much better. Yes. So,
and the reason I say that is that your boss is giving you his job or her job to straighten this person out, and that's not part of your job.
No, not at all. I'm not getting any extra pay. No. No, I'm just trying to make, I'm a peacemaker, so to speak. I'm the person that's there to, you know, go with the flow and just make peace. I want everyone to be happy, basically, but that's not always possible.
Are you willing to ask the coworker to listen to you say something that you're afraid is happening?
Oh, you mean
would
with
you be
my
willing?
Yeah, you mean with my supervisor is afraid to say?
No, the person that is saying, I don't care if anybody does whatever they do.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I don't have a problem.
And what you would do would be, do you ever talk to him casually? I mean, are you in the same office?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Would it ever be okay for you to say to him, you know, so-and-so, I don't want to use his name, our boss is concerned about how this office is working, and I wanted to share this with you in case you want to change something.
Okay.
I think the boss is, what are the one, two, or three techniques that are negative for the boss?
Negative techniques are just lack of supervisor experience. He doesn't like confrontation and avoids. This person, I think, can be avoiding.
What is the worker doing that you can signal this man,
mm-hmm,
that the boss is putting out messages to you that he's concerned about the efficiency? What are three things that the boss doesn't like?
Well, the individual is a constant complainer about everything. It doesn't matter, you know, whatever you give them, you know, you give them steak and eggs and there'd be something wrong, you know. Seriously. I mean, this individual is just negative, you know, just in terms of,
okay,
you know, unhappy, so, negative, and very toxic, in my opinion. Just an individual.
Okay, so you would say.
He's suffering. He's very angry, too, this individual. Angry.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to say, I picked this up from the boss, and I want to know if you're secure about your job?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need this job? Because I'm giving you a piece of my observation that may signal you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another thing, or could you use that one to flag him that the boss is talking to you and you're giving him the data?
Yeah, we can see how he responds and see what happens.
Yeah, but would you be willing? Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm.
Carrying the message?
Yes, I am very comfortable. I have no problem with that. Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to, you be the worker and I'm going to be you. So-and-so,
okay.
I'm being the worker.
Mm-hmm.
So-and-so, whoever, Mr. X, is it a man? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have something to say that's sensitive for me to say, but I want to give you the information so that you don't make a mistake. Are you willing to hear me? What would he say?
Yes.
Your attitude at the office is too negative for the supervisor, for the boss. Is there something that you need to do with your attitude to be able to work here? Or do you have to quit or be fired?
Well, I'm just going to have to continue until I can retire next year. I'm just going to have to stick it out until I until I retire.
Then
one more year.
You go to your boss and you say, I tried to give him information warning him, and he said he was going to continue to work here as is. In other words, let both of these human beings know that you are taking care of yourself by giving both of them information to be okay at work.
Okay, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing, now you be you, and I am now the worker. What are you going to say to me?
Okay, I'll say, I need to talk to you about something that's been an issue for the team. Do you have a minute to talk?
And you think he would say yes?
My instinct is yes, he would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he would say yes. Okay, and now what do you say?
He said, what are reasons why the work is not getting done on time? It's causing a lot of stress on the other team members to have to come in and make up for what is not happening in your area. What do you think? Do you have any ideas of how to make it better?
Or are you afraid of losing your job here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think this individual is afraid of losing, because he had mentioned that he's not afraid of anybody. Even if
I know that, but I want you to convey to him that the boss has asked you to help this guy make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is passing out information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another option, Dr. Pat, is that this individual just be moved to a completely different team. In other words, off this current, you know, area of, and
right,
move on to a different team and work with another group of individuals. Because again, this, you know, he's been there for over 20 years, so you know he knows what to do.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you understand you're being a good guy by carrying some information from the top chief, so you know that you've done what the chief asked you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And it's now in the worker's hands whether he does it or he doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do something with the co-worker, the boss then puts you in his league with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do what we just talked about, the boss will know that you were loyal to the system.
Okay.
So you're going to carry gossip to the worker.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what the boss asked you to do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Call us back and let us know what happened.
I'll let you know what happened. Yeah, I'm interested in knowing what happens too. We'll find out. But I'll call back. Okay.
Good.
Good Thank luck, you. Caller.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank
Pat.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to get another call here. Sam at the switchboard is amazing as usual. 323-203-0815 is the number to dial to get
Hello.
To talk to Dr. Pat. Hi, you're live on the air with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
Hi, let me turn my other one off so I don't have to listen to myself. Yes, I do have a question. I love the book, and getting to it, a friend passed it on to me about a month ago, and it was perfect timing. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, and I wish I'd read the book 2.5 years ago, and probably actually 20 years ago. But we decided to all move in together, and it ended up being too quick. And he has one son. I have two daughters, all teenagers. And as of recently, we decided we were going to part ways physically and me move out and try to work on the relationship and further it. We do want the same things. there's a lot of love in the relationship. We're just having a hard time navigating, which I think is because we went too fast. So how do we kind of quote unquote start over?
The starting over is he's moved out. Are you married to him?
We're not married. And here's the hard part. I was ready to move out this week and I had an issue with, I moved all my things into a place and had an issue with a lease. So I'm actually back in the house with him, with all the kids. And, but we've made a commitment that we need to change things. There has to be a way, either it's almost like we're learning how to redate each other, how to set down the weapons that we were using on each other, and kind of start anew, because what we were doing wasn't working.
But are you separated now?
We're not. No, we're not.
So but there's something has together. To shift.
We are living together. And when I can find a place that's suitable for myself and my kids, the goal was for
me
to move.
Are these kids his kids?
He has one of his own from a previous marriage, and I have two of my own from a previous marriage.
Okay, but you two don't have any together?
No.
All right.
None together.
So you both want to work on it. Is that true?
We do. Yes.
Okay. If you go down to Kelly, I want to refer them to chemistry, compatibility, and communication. So how can they get to that?
www.drpatallen.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll see it there for free.
Okay. And I will say communication has been one of our hardest parts. I'm more forward and vocal, and he retreats more. So
what I'm giving you is the direction to listen to me teaching what I do. It's free. And after you hear it, then you can call here and you can call as a couple. I will work with you as a couple if you will listen to chemistry, compatibility, and communication. I can't take the time to teach all of what's in there, but I can give you this direction.
I love it. Absolutely. No, and that's the beautiful part, is we do want the same thing. We want to move forward. We have the same goals, the same vision. We've hit some bumps that we both don't have enough to.
I'm inviting you to take advantage of this show and come on and let me teach you how to negotiate your relationship.
Perfect. I love it. I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Excellent. And I love all your books. I've seriously devoured them in the past couple of weeks, and I'm really, really grateful for someone introducing me to you.
I appreciate what you're saying, but we have to do some changes. So I've given you a direction I want you to try.
Okay. I found it on your website already. So I will take advantage of that.
But you've got to watch chemistry, compatibility, and communication together.
Okay.
Together.
And it's two hours and 30 minutes. Okay.
Well, you could take it off to go eat dinner or something. But what I'm saying, if you want me to deal with you two and you both want the relationship, then we've got to all be on the same page.
Okay, absolutely.
And when you listen to chemistry, compatibility, and communication, you experience it together and take notes on it, and then call here. I will work with you.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. You see, the good part of what you're saying is you've already experienced life together, and you both want this project.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Correct. Very much so.
So with the two of you and with the information already on record that you can listen to together, and we can answer questions during that.
Okay. I love it.
Your items just happen to fit the needs of the program.
Okay. No, I have it pulled up, so I did get to scroll through it.
Do you have any major? Do you have any major question right now?
No, that's it. I needed a roadmap, and that sounds like that's a really good first step for sure.
Okay. Well, then please arrange it that you and he learn something from me beside the book. That's me teaching people like you.
Yes, absolutely. And we
all
need
right.
it. We definitely, a lot of us need it, and this is perfect. Thank you. And
it's free.
One of the other things I appreciate about you.
Okay. Then
thank you, Dr.
Please use me, because I'm looking forward to doing it.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'll keep
thank
listening,
you,
too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. 323-203-0815. Get those dialing fingers going. You can get your question answered by Dr. Pat Allen. Hey, caller, you're live on the air. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you, Kelly and Dr. Allen.
Yes.
I called last week about my 25-year on and off relationship. And
yes.
And you suggested that I tell him, you know, about getting married, the monogamy, consistency, and long-term relationship leading to marriage. And you said I should get engaged this year and married next year. Well, he agreed to the engagement this year, and we talked about the budget, and I went ring shopping, found something, a ring, and I called him and texted him the link and told him I called because his voicemail wasn't set up. So I haven't heard from him, and that's been a week ago.
You haven't heard from him?
Yes.
Well, that means I don't want to give you a ring. I'm going
right.
to ignore you until okay. I break my heart. You see, when a man doesn't keep you in his world,
mm-hmm.
he's got to deal with losing you.
Okay.
And what you set up with me set him in a position where he had to either get the ring to keep you or dump you and get another one of you. How long have you dated?
On and off 25 years.
How long?
On 25 years.
That's long enough. If you do not, you have set everything up perfectly.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is nothing.
Right. Okay.
And when he calls you, you only meet him in the jewelry store for the ring.
Yep. Got it.
And I'm going to extend the offer to you that I just gave the other lady, which is I'm willing to have a couple like you. If he gives you that ring, I am more than willing to help you communicate more.
Okay. Got it.
Does that
thank you? Yes.
Feel okay?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I was thinking what you said, but I wanted to confirm it with you. So, yeah, there's nothing for me to do. Now, does he, if he doesn't call within 8 weeks, do I, you know, just move on or?
No, what you can do then, here's what you can do. If he does not reach out for you and say, I don't want to lose you, let's negotiate. With or without Pat Allen, okay? So, this, but the problem is you breaking down and begging.
Right. I'm not, I don't want to do that.
No, don't do it, because the chances of him calling you and getting engaged are very, very good with a relationship that's been more than a year long. Do you see?
Yes.
But the way we're doing it is negotiating with love and respect.
Right.
That's what I do. Beware of your thoughts, for they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your destiny. No, they become your character. So women act like men and men act like women. Beware of your character, because it becomes your destiny as a winner or a loser. So what we just set up, hopefully, will cause him to make a committed relationship here.
Right.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And I want to say my last book, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe, has three sections in it. One is on I-ness, being an individual. One is dating and relating and marrying section. And the third one is you've got kids together that aren't your kids together, but creating a family, I, we, and us.
Right.
So that's, I'm giving you, and it has the tools in there too.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
So let's see what happens when you do this maneuver.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Call again.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Well, everyone, we've got some more calls coming up, and I'll remind you of the number, 323-203-0815. To get to talk to Dr. Pat Allen live on the air.
Hello,
you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. I am married 7 years.
Good.
Thank you. I'm a woman married to a man, and he is 67, and I'm 46, and
yes.
I use your tools, but
good.
Thank you. One thing that's happening is I want to change the flooring in the spare bedroom and our son's room, and he and I are not agreeing on the flooring and the design of the room. And I said, okay, you have every right to want that hideous flooring, but it doesn't make me feel comfortable. I don't want to live in a house where things are not well designed. And
okay.
Think about that. And he said, I think that's fine. I want this floor. And so now here I am. I don't want that floor. I hate that floor. So what do I do?
Well, how many, are you talking about a house?
Yes, the house that we live in.
It has house, how many stories in the house?
Three.
And you on one and he's on another one?
No, we all live together in the house, but we're remodeling two of the bedrooms. And we're disagreeing on the design and the material. The flooring is where we're really disagreeing. And he wants what he wants, and I want what I want. And I'm not getting what I want because I said, you have every right to want that flooring, but I don't want that floor. And so what do you think? And then he said, I think I want this floor, and that's what we're going to have. And so
who's paying for this?
He is.
Okay. Is it his house?
Well, it's our house together, but yes, it's his house.
Wait a minute. Are you on the deed?
Yes.
Okay. And you contribute to the income in the house?
Kind of. I mean, he's the breadwinner, and I make
and the homemaker, homemaker.
Yeah, I'm the homemaker. Yeah.
Are you? I know that's called a covenant relationship, which is legal in Louisiana. One person okay. signs. One person signs a document after the wedding. And it says that they are going to pay the bills for the house. And the other person mm-hmm. signs a document that says they are going to create a home mm-hmm. for the breadwinner and the family. So
yes.
are
so
you wanting a divorce? I know.
No,
do you want
I'm not.
A
I'm,
divorce?
I don't. No.
Do you know what the word acquiesce means?
Yes, I do it a lot.
Okay, so you don't mind ruining the family?
No. No, I was hoping that you would tell me
no, dear.
Something else on how to negotiate what I want instead of acquiescing and having
no, no. Have you heard me in this show? Women get what they want when they know what they don't want. I don't want to be with this man anymore is what you're saying to me. Are
no,
you ready
I'm,
for
I'm
a divorce?
I'm not saying that. No.
Oh, yes, you are.
What I'm hearing you, what you're saying to me is I have to have this floor because he's paying for it and that's what
yes,
he wants.
Yes, dear.
So I will then acquiesce. Okay, great.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Is it worth it and is he worth it?
Yeah, oh God, if you can just see this floor.
Honey,
yes,
are you saying then you better watch your mouth because you're on the way to a divorce?
Because I don't like the floor.
Honey, are you going to like being alone?
No, I'll take leopard print carpet.
I want to say something
alone.
To you. He's
okay.
in his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Does he need to be respected or cherished at 60?
Well, see, that's just the thing is that he's very masculine.
He's not masculine when he's picking floors. That's feminine. I want you to know that you're ripe and ready at 40 to go into menopause. Have you been in menopause?
I think I'm starting. I'm in perimenopause.
I know it. Do you know why I know it? Because you're starting to ruin your marriage. Your relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do, and I really hate that it's so black and white, though. I know that your stuff works because that's how I even negotiated where I am today, so I will acquiesce. I was
God
hoping it would
bless
be a
you.
Answer.
Please, I'm so glad you called me, because you're right on the edge of a divorce.
Lord have mercy. Well, I will watch what I think then, because I guess I should not say hideous floor. I should say wonderful leopard print carpet.
I want you to love the floors or your man. Which one?
The man.
And is the man becoming a woman?
A little bit. I mean, he's...
No, darling. At 60, he's more... Grandpa's nicer than Dad, and Mom is meaner than... Grandma's meaner than Mom. I want you to understand...
Yeah.
That your personalities are being impacted by your age.
Yes, I do notice that. And I am very careful when, because we're also, we do have a real estate business together as well. So when I'm doing business with him, I'm careful.
You mean money?
Yeah, money.
Okay. Are you going to lose what you've got for a floor?
No.
Then would you please
absolutely
remember
not
this session, because I'm
yes
telling you the truth.
You always do.
I know that, but not everybody listens to what I say.
Well, it's painful, your message. So
it's reality.
Yes. I know this. I was just hoping that it might have been different, like you would give me some tool, some negotiation technique. But
no, I've for whatever reason, the questions have been coming in now, and they're more pragmatic. Earlier in this show, it was more theoretical.
Okay. Well, I'm having a life script session with you tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to that, and I won't take any more of your time because I've gotten my answer. So thank you
good
very
girl
much. And I will
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call
I'll
and report. Yep.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty then. I believe maybe we might have time for one more. Let me check in with the switchboard and see.
Let's pack it up as best we can.
Okay. Hello, caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is...
Thank you for calling.
I'm so glad I got through last minute.
We're going to get people. I want people to get in on me.
Me too. Took me on a date. He took me out on a date, and he asked what I was doing the rest of the day, and I told him I had to move out of where I was moving. And he asked, oh, do you want some help? And I said, oh, wow, thank you so much. Sure. So he helped me move that day, and that was our first and only date so far. And then he asked me just today on a second date, but he asked, I do pet sitting for some fam. I have a pet sitting on Halloween, and we talked about it, and he knows that's what I'm doing for Halloween. And he asked if he could come over that night and hand out candy with me where I'll be pet sitting. And so I'm wondering, he is going through a divorce, but he's not yet divorced. So I'm wondering what you would suggest in this case.
He has filed for divorce. Is that correct?
Yes.
Therefore, you can date him without intercourse.
And do you think it's wise for me to invite him? He asked to come over to where I'll be staying just for a few hours. I don't care
whether he comes over for a few hours for whatever. I care if you act like you're married to him.
Okay, so as long as we don't make out.
I don't want you to have intercourse with him. I'm trying to keep you from bonding to a man who's in the divorce procedure, and you hope he finishes, but I don't want you physically bonded to him.
Yeah, I get physically bonded if I'm just even if we kiss and make out. I'm afraid I'm gonna
dear
upset.
Wait a minute. Do you understand that chemistry triggers the pituitary to put out oxytocin?
Yes, but I will bond with him for sure.
But you can't bond over talking.
If he comes on to me, I'm afraid I won't be able to resist if he wants to.
Then would you kindly not take your clothes off? Would you kindly act like a newly divorcing person? You know what parts of your body to protect, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so don't let your pituitary turn on.
And if he talks me into it or asks me why, should I say I don't want to bond?
I can't. What you tell him is, thank you for being interested in me. When you get your final divorce papers, I would love to date you monogamously, continuously, aiming towards marriage.
Okay.
It's called the truth.
Yes, but you think it's okay to make out with him if he wants to make out?
Making out, do it as you would do it if you were in the back of a church.
Okay, so I'm going to have to be very strong then if he comes on to me.
No, you're not being strong. You're being self-loving.
Okay.
Men do not marry women that love them better than they love themselves. When women
That's
give,
why I've never been married.
What?
That's why I've never been married. Until I met you, I finally got engaged.
I understand that. What I'm saying, though, is the Bartholomew glands trigger the pituitary, and the oxytocin bonds you. I want you to not get naked. Would you please be affectionate, hold hands, snuggle, whatever?
Okay.
But don't play married.
Okay, I got it. I can do that.
Yes, and you I'll can.
And if he comes on really strong, I'll just let him know I don't want to bond.
I don't want to bond to you unless you're free, single, and I can be your committed girlfriend or fiance. Tell the truth.
All right. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for being virtuous.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. Bye-bye. All right, Dr. Pat, we're out of time. What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else commitments you're willing to make and keep.
That is the truth. Okay, everyone, you know where to reach out. www.drpatallen.com is the website. Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication for free right now. And until next time, be joyous. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.